The Tea Party has become a fixture in American politics, but you've probably never heard of another activist group called the Sanka Party. Other than an interest in hot beverages, the two have little in common. The Sanka Party got started last summer in Lakewood, Washington, in the unlikeliest of places, inside the walls of the state's largest psychiatric institution. KUOW's John Ryan reports from Western State Hospital.
Privacy laws make it hard to find out what goes on inside the Center for Forensic Services. That's the name of the criminal side of Western State Hospital. It's where mentally ill defendants go to find out if they're competent to stand trial. And if a judge finds them not guilty by reason of insanity, it's where they serve their sentences and have their mental illness treated. It's not easy to get into the forensic side of Western, even for the people who work here. Western staff have to lock their keys inside a safe so they don't wind up in the hands of any patients. Then they go through security and pass through two consecutive doors that only open one at a time, like an airlock. All those measures are to keep any potential weapons from getting in and the patients who live here from getting out.
It's a place to live if you have a mental illness. It's a good place to live, and we want to fix it.
Daniel Gauthier is one of nearly 300 patients who live on the criminal side of the hospital. He's the founder of the Sanka Party.
We just got fed up with so many of our privileges and rights being stripped away.
I'll get back to that in a second, but let me set the scene a little first. I met Gauthier on a rainy day in February on the covered patio where the least dangerous patients get to meet visitors. The fenced-in patio was just inside the high-security entrance. It was as far inside the forensic ward as the hospital would let me go. Spokeswoman Chris Flowers said it was the third time in 25 years that the hospitals let a patient be interviewed by a reporter. Daniel Gauthier's been at Western State Hospital since 2006. In 2004, he murdered his wheelchair-bound uncle in Shoreline. He was found not guilty by reason of insanity.
I'm diagnosed with schizophrenia paranoid type, and I'm very... I have a very good understanding of what that means.
And you feel like you've made a lot of progress in your treatment?
Yes.
In the past several years?
Definitely.
Patients at Western have various diagnoses and varying degrees of mental illness. As they show signs of recovering from their illnesses, they earn privileges, like in-person family visits or the right to have their own MP3 player. Those farthest along the road to recovery get to walk on the hospital grounds and go on supervised trips into the community. Or rather, they used to. Many of those privileges were taken away in the past 3 years in the name of safety. Like many mental hospitals, Western has struggled to keep patients from assaulting each other or their caregivers. Western's sister hospital near Spokane has had safety problems, too. In 2009, an Eastern State Hospital patient escaped during a field trip to a county fair. He'd been committed 20 years earlier after killing a woman near Yakima.
Good morning, Northwest. We're going to get right to breaking news this morning with no sign of that criminally insane killer last seen at the Spokane Interstate Fair.
His escape led to a statewide manhunt.
Deputies do not know where he is, do not know why he was at the fair. The head of Washington's Department of Social and Health Services has called for an immediate review to find out exactly what happened.
Police tracked him down 3 days later. The escape also led to a new state law less than 6 months later. It prohibited any patients from leaving the forensic side of the state's mental hospitals. Now, for Daniel Gauthier and his fellow patients, even going to a different part of Western State Hospital has severe restrictions.
Currently, every patient who goes on a medical appointment out of the building is put in shackles.
Western patients also lost other privileges, like receiving packages from family members or drinking coffee during their treatment groups. That's where they spend hours each day. Hence their name, the Sanka Party. Most recently, after a patient at Eastern strangled another patient in November, Western patients had anything with a cord or string taken away. So no more shoelaces or necklaces or belts.
It takes patients to voice up and say that this is broken and we need to fix it. They should not have taken our rights away like they have stripped our rights away. So we're going to be a continual voice until we get all our rights restored.
The Sanka Party started meeting with Western administrators, then their higher-ups in the Department of Social and Health Services. Eventually, they got their state legislators to visit. Western State Hospital has restored some privileges, like receiving packages already. Mary Louise Jones is in charge of clinical operations at Western. She says the hospital welcomes patients becoming their own advocates.
We've been really wanting to support the Sanka Party, but at the same time, certainly we're always having to balance safety with being able to increase freedoms and comfort And it is always really a tightrope to walk.
In what may be a first for a group of mental patients, the Sanka Party managed to get legislation introduced this year. Hospital staff say it's given patients like Daniel Gauthier hope.
It made us feel very good. It was like our egg hatching, our baby being born.
The bill would let patients take supervised trips into the community once again. State Representative Tammy Green introduced the bill. She used to work at Western. She's a mental health nurse. She says the bill wasn't warmly received by her committee colleagues.
Initially, it was sort of like, are you kidding me? You know, there is a lot of fear and stigma around this population. People are afraid of folks that have committed crimes when they are mentally ill, and some people believe that they can't recover.
The bill didn't make it out of committee. Green says the restrictions she's fighting could make it more difficult for patients to get healthy and adjust to life on the outside once they're released.
When these crimes were committed, these people were mentally ill, acutely mentally ill. You know, once they recover and we can get them stable for a long period of time, they really are quite safe.
Daniel Gauthier's mother, Mary, isn't convinced. Remember that Daniel Gauthier murdered her brother. She says she visits her son monthly and is proud of his efforts with the Sanka Party. She says she has no safety concerns about supervised day trips. But she says if Daniel got out and decided to stop taking his meds, the result would be disastrous. And she says there's no way her Shoreline neighborhood would let him move back there. One impact that the Sanka Party's had far from the Western State Hospital campus, across the state, patients at Eastern State Hospital held the first meeting of their own Sanka Party last week. I'm John Ryan in Seattle.